You're listening to SBS News.
In a small temple nestled in the northern suburbs of Brisbane, Umesh Chandra goes to pray. The modest building, set high on stilts, holds a special place in his heart. Established in 1988, it was Brisbane's first Hindu temple and was championed by Mr. Chandra.
It was hard because at that time we used to hire whichever hall we could, you know, some community halls or, many people used to just have gatherings at their houses. Or if someone had a big, you know, two-car garage, they'll convert the garage into a prayer place for that night.
Founding both the Hindu Society of Queensland and the state's Multicultural Council, Mr. Chandra has made a firm mark on the community. During a sudden rise in crimes against the Indian community in 2009 in Sydney and Melbourne, which attracted international attention, the Queensland government appointed Mr. Chandra to help curb further tension.
When it started in down south, Queensland government was the only government which, you know, took a very proactive role. And in that, they appointed me as the Indian Students Liaison Officer. They saw what was happening there. They didn't want the copycat action right here in Queensland. So my role there was to liaise with the students and see if there were challenges that they were facing, and also work in with the Queensland Police.
This Australia Day, Mr. Chandra is being awarded with a Medal of the Order of Australia. He's one of 837 people on this year's Australia Day honours list, recognising ordinary Australians who do extraordinary things. Writer, speaker and appearance activist Carly Findlay has been awarded for her work advocating for Australians living with disability.
Absolutely, I think it's important for people to be recognised. I really hope this award can show other disabled people what's possible. But I also think it's very, very important that we recognise the people who haven't got a public profile, who are doing work, good work, to improve the rights of disabled people every day.
From blogging to co-hosting a podcast to working as the Access and Inclusion Coordinator at the Melbourne Fringe Festival, Ms. Findlay's influence can be felt around the country. The 38-year-old from Melbourne wants to use her growing platform to urge greater inclusion and acceptance.
The overall low expectations that society has of disabled people needs to increase. I think that we are many, 20% of the population, and we need ample chances, equal chances to succeed in the workforce, in society as a whole.
Equal chances is something Indigenous trailblazer Professor Larissa Berendt has long been fighting for. She's been appointed an Officer of the Order of Australia for her service to Indigenous education, the law and the arts, including her involvement in founding National Indigenous Television, or NITV, and chairing the now world-famous Bangarra Dance Company.
I think I'm very interested now in that element of self-determination that is actually about giving people their own voice and their own space. And I think all of us that have resources and privilege need to be thinking about how we can share that.
Ms. Berendt says her work advocating for the families of those killed in the infamous Bowraville murders, including making the documentary Innocence Betrayed, is among her most treasured achievements.
Perhaps things like the long relationship I've had with the Bowraville community and the families there, where I now feel like I'm family, that's something that's very precious to me, and I feel I've gotten even more out of than I've put in.
Also appointed one of Australia's most successful music exports, country singer Keith Urban, as well as Lord of the Rings and Matrix star Hugo Weaving. Neighbours soap star and trans woman Georgie Stone is the youngest recipient at just 19 years old, recognised for her service to the gender diverse community.
It's just amazing. I feel so honoured and overwhelmed by it. I definitely wasn't expecting that something like this would happen in my life, especially at my age, but yeah, it's really exciting.
Behind every medal is a personal and unique story of dedication to improving the country and its communities, and for recipients like Mr. Chandra, a chance to reflect on a life full of achievements.
Well, my biggest achievement, you know, is this temple, and I'm so grateful that I, you know, there's a place where I can come every Tuesday night, you know, and a place where you feel very much like you are part of it, that this is you, this is where you belong.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.